It was a special day for the photographers and volunteers who set up studio lights, booms, and backdrops at the Macedonia Free Will Baptist Church in Midtown. One of the organizers, Chuck Vosburg, helped to make photographs of people in need.
And on December 10th this year, there are over 2,000 places doing exactly what we're doing here. So originally, we saw the Help Portrait website and we wanted to help out, but we realized there weren't any locations here in St. Petersburg. So Pat McGlinchey said, well, why don't we just make one? So we went to the website and signed up and did our first one last year. And we had over 174 families.
Latoya Morris came with her two sons to have their family portrait taken.
Well, like last year, around this time of the year, it's kind of like a bond, like for money. It's like I wanted to get pictures, but it's just I'm not able to afford the pictures.
Morris works part-time in elder care and studies nursing at Hillsborough Community College.
But I'm having faith. I'm positive that things will be better next year.
Students from TASCO, which stands for Teen Arts, Sports, and Cultural Opportunities, edited and printed professional quality 8x10 prints for 159 people. 12-year-old Sienna Rogers from Bay Point Middle School is studying digital photography at TASCO Center for Teen Technology.
I can make a difference in the world. I can help just one step at a time, doing anything, you know, even just this little stuff, just by taking a picture of somebody, it can change their whole life and their holiday season.
43-year-old Daryl Starks has been fighting drug addiction since he was 11. He now lives in a nearby drug and alcohol rehabilitation housing. He holds his first ever portrait.
In my world, what I have just came from was addiction. You know, I was addicted, so I never took pictures or liked to be in the mirror or anything like that. But by God saving me, I have a new confidence and love for myself. So today I feel like I can take pictures.
Photographer Chuck Vosburg said the event in St. Petersburg was one of the 1,000 locations worldwide where photographers offer their services for a cause.
And I can't describe to you how great it is to see the look in someone's eyes that has never been photographed before when they see their professional print when it comes out.
For more information about the project, visit help-portrait.com. For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka, reporting from St. Petersburg.